Hey, I'm Scott McIntyre.
And I'm Christina McIntyre.
Welcome to the Enduring Hope Podcast, where we encourage you to trust God in every circumstance. How do you react when it seems like all hope is lost? I think we've all faced situations, big or small, where it feels like options are exhausted and there's no way out. I think of my battles with kidney failure when death really stared me in the face, but it could be anything where we realize we're powerless to stop the inevitable.
Maybe you've heard the expression, "It's not over till it's over." That's an accurate phrase to encapsulate the events in the lives of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus found in John 11, when Lazarus is brought back to life after being dead for days. Mary and Martha have sent word to Jesus that Lazarus is ill, but when he hears this, Jesus replies in verse 4, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it."
I think of myself trying to process hearing that response, not being on this side of Jesus' resurrection. And man, what a test of faith. Even today, death can seem so final, and yet Jesus is about to show here in a foreshadowing of his own death and resurrection that even death is not too great for the power of God.
We'll pick it back up in verse 14 with Jesus speaking to his disciples. "Then Jesus told them plainly, 'Lazarus has died, and for your sake I am glad that I was not there, so that you may believe. But let us go to him.'"
From a human perspective, this seems like the final chapter for Lazarus. He's dead and gone, but there's more to this narrative.
The passage continues, "Now when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you.'"
Listen to Martha's faith in her statement. "Even now I know whatever you ask from God, God will give you." She knows her brother is dead, but she also has witnessed the power of God in Jesus. She knows it's not over unless God says so. Let's continue with verse 23. "Jesus said to her, 'Your brother will rise again.' Martha said to him, 'I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.' Jesus said to her, 'I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.' Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world."
The confession of faith we hear from Martha is the same confession we make when we accept Jesus as our Savior. We're acknowledging that Jesus, not death or anything else, has the final word, and we place ourselves under his lordship. Now, Mary's reaction is a little different. Starting in verse 32, we read this, "Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'"
And some of the Jews have the same train of thought when they say a couple verses later, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind also have kept this man from dying?"
These mourners were convinced that this was the end of the story, but it's not. Not only could Jesus have prevented death, he can also reverse it and give life. Verse 40 continues, "Jesus said to her, 'Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?' So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me.' When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out!' The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, 'Unbind him and let him go.'"
Now, this is amazing. Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. They'd already performed burial rituals, placed him in a tomb, and covered the entrance with a stone. That sounds pretty final, doesn't it? And yet, here he is, alive, walking out of the tomb.
So many times in life, we give up hope too easily. Like Mary, we ask God, "Why didn't you do something?" But by God's grace, we can learn to be like Martha and say, Jesus, I trust you, and even though I see other things happening in my life which grieve me, I believe you have authority over all.
You may be facing a situation in your life right now that seems hopeless, but we see from this account that God has plans far bigger than what we expect or understand. Let's be patient and place our confidence in God for His outcome, His will to be done, and seek His peace in the midst of whatever unfolds.
We can all be walking, talking testimonies to the power of God if we hold to the conviction that nothing is finished until God deems it so.
If you have a question, you need prayer, or you need help taking the next step in your spiritual journey, please reach out to us on scottmcintyre.com. We would love to hear from you.